questioning whether land use policies in a community plan are still relevant, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors decided not to take action on a Bayside area subdivision issue, pending analysis of the area's conditions. Last month, the County Planning Commission denied a request to split a parcel near the Arcata city limit. An appeal of that decision was before supervisors at their September 9th meeting. At issue is the subdivision request's conflict with the county's general plan, which defines 2.5 acres as the area's minimum parcel size. Applicant Larry Henderson seeks to subdivide his family's 4.6-acre parcel into two smaller lots, with one at only 1.4 acres. Presenting the planning department's case, senior planner Cliff Johnson said although parcels surrounding Henderson's property are less than 2.5 acres, they predate the plan and don't set a precedent for new subdivisions. Splitting the parcel would also clash with the Jacoby Creek Community Plan's policies, generally setting 5 acres as minimum parcel size unless public water and sewer services are available.
It should be noted that there were specific findings in the Jacoby Creek Community Plan that were made when these policies were adopted that specified that the neighborhood, this community had essentially reached its maximum capacity due to concerns, including on-site water and septic. And there was a history of water contamination in the area, and part of that played into the justification for setting those higher density standards.
But Henderson told supervisors the policies are outdated, and requiring public utility hookups is a mandate that can't be complied with, as the city of Arcata won't extend services to the area.
First, we are not to blame for you having to deal with this today. We are the victims here, not the county. Second, we would not be here if that outdated Jacoby Creek plan policies requiring public services were updated when your board directed that they be updated back in 2020. We are not responsible for fixing the county's problems with a catch-22 plan policy that is outdated, impractical, and untenable.
Responding to that issue, Planning Director John Ford said a comprehensive study on groundwater and septic capacity is needed to confirm that changes to the plan can be made without impacts.
It's an important point to recognize that there are policies that allow placement of a well, placement of a wastewater treatment system on a parcel. But we're looking at a bigger issue, which is, should the parcel be created with the resource constraints that exist? And that's where the larger study would really need to be done to make sure that there is no groundwater pollution going on currently and that the existing area can support additional parcel creation using septic systems for wastewater disposal and also using private wells.
Supervisor Mike Wilson said he's concerned about setting a precedent of creating smaller lots in the area. Other supervisors highlighted the community plan's lack of updating despite a board directive 5 years ago. Supervisors decided to hold off on decision-making and continue the hearing to an uncertain date to allow planning staff to assess the area's conditions. Supervisor Steve Madrone's proposal to test wells in the area wasn't taken up, and since funding will be needed regardless, Ford will eventually return to present a budget for analyzing the complex situation. A vote to that effect was unanimous. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.